Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Brought to you by Pittsburgh's number one Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram dealer, ShorkeyNorthHills.com. Islanders now up 4-1 on Florida. Panthers' $70 million investment in Sergei Bobrovsky not going the way they wanted it to. As he looks like he's going to go belly up early in the playoffs once again. Penguins looking to avoid that fate. About an hour and a half from now, Rob Rossi, Penguins insider, kind enough to be back on the show. Rob, we already have the goalie change. Do you anticipate another lineup change for this do-or-die contest?
No, the last I had heard, gentlemen, was that we're probably looking at Jared McCann being back in the lineup and that we might be seeing some significant line changes in terms of the who plays with whom. I don't have a great read on that, to be honest. I was just told that that's sort of what to expect. And there was a time when, you know, I thought there was a chance they might take Justin Schultz out just by the way I heard things were going yesterday, but I don't think they're going to lean that direction. You know, could be a surprise there. But, yeah, I think McCann's going to be back in. I believe it will be for Lafferty, and I think we're going to see some juggling of the old personnel.
What did Juuso Riikola – or for this purposes of our discussion, Chad Ruida, what did they do? Did like one of them rear end Sullivan's truck on the way into work? Why are these guys in the doghouse? Why is Justin Schultz playing? Why is Jack John? Like, why, Rob? Everything you just said to me has me feeling like I should go bet Montreal tonight.
I wouldn't recommend betting Montreal today, but I would say that the pensions, or I shouldn't say pensions, the reality is that Mike Sullivan prefers to have a left-right defensive shot as his pairing. The forwards have been used to that not only this year but in years past, but specifically this year. So to take that into consideration, you would then have to remove a righty to get Ruida in or a lefty to get Riikola in. Now, I don't think there's a person they would remove that would get Riikola into the lineup. He just seems to be somebody that, for whatever reason, despite having two really good training camps and, to me, not ever looking like he doesn't have NHL potential, he's just not a guy this coach trusts. I think he would go with Ruida, but I don't get the sense they want to take Schultz out of the lineup because of what he could bring them, hasn't, but what he could bring them on the power play. So, you know, I think they'd be better off dressing Ruida, maybe sitting McCann, and just going with 11 forwards and double shifting Crosby or Malkin at this point, because they're not getting anything from their third line anyway. But,
well, Rob, why not? I brought this up. Why not go to the Nashville strategy on defensemen that they used to get to the Stanley Cup final against the Penguins a few years ago? Don't play your bottom pair. Play your top two, and that's it.
Yeah, well, and I'll say this, definitely don't play your bottom pair late in the game when you're down by one. Game three was not Mike Sullivan's finest moment as Penguins coach. He's had many, many great ones. So, you know, I guess everybody deserves a mulligan. But, you know, that's not only Nashville's model. Chicago did it for three Stanley Cup runs They basically played their top four. I guess the argument is you don't want to overextend your top four, and that can get you into trouble. But I think tonight, or today, excuse me, you have to exhaust all options, because why would you put Jack Johnson and Justin Schultz on the ice in critical situations, given what you've seen from them? It would be as derelict of duty to put them on the ice in any situation that is potentially damaging.
Wait till the Penguins get a 6-0 lead, and then so we can get some participation time for Jack Johnson. That sounds fun.
I think you have to think about it like this. What's the situation of the game? I think if, you know, you look at it as get through the first 20 minutes with sort of even ice time, keep the game either tied, maybe even have a lead. But then in that final 40 minutes, I think then you empty the bench. Shorten the bench, I should say. Yeah. But, you know, you have to keep in mind, too, they have a game tomorrow, and that's going to make this a very interesting situation.
Well, that's why I'm still flummoxed by what you tweeted a couple hours ago. You think there's at least a chance Murray would go back in for game five because of a back-to-back situation?
I said it wouldn't shock me. I think it would surprise me. but, you know, we haven't seen Tristan Jarry play an NHL game in, what, 5 months now? I mean, it wouldn't shock me. I'm not saying I would expect it. But no, it wouldn't shock me, just because it is a back-to-back. And if Jarry told them, hey, you know, I'm not recovered, I don't think they'd have any qualms going to Murray in that situation. But I think it would have to be Jarry going to them and saying, look, I've got so much soreness when I woke up after playing yesterday, I'm just not going to be able to be anywhere close to what I need to be to give us a chance to win this game. But it is a unique situation. I can't think of a time when a goalie has had this long of a layoff and is starting an elimination game and then would have to play another one the very next day.
Rob, we know Jari's a better puck handler than Murray, and he's confident in that part of his game. If they stay with the same third pairing on defense, how much do you think that's a reflection of their belief that Jarry can sort of help out those guys when they are on the ice with his puck handling ability?
Whether that was a big reason they made the decision, I can't say, but it will certainly be a factor. I mean, just look at what Carey Price has done, not forcing the Montreal defenseman to play the puck. I mean, when you have an elite puck handler, and Tristan Jarry is that, I believe, despite his limited amount of time in this league, that changes everything. You're going to have guys like Evgeny Malkin and Sidney Crosby not having to come back as deep to get the puck. And you're gonna take the aggressiveness away from that Montreal forecheck, and I think even give Montreal pause for how much Montreal is going to be allowed to sort of do that neutral zone trap. I don't want to call it quite a trap; it's sort of trap like. It's certainly neutral zone congestion, but I think that to me that was one of the biggest reasons why I thought Jarry should be the starter in this series, is because his puck handling is just so much more tailored to the way they want to play.
Rob Rossi with us here on The Fan. Rob, Evgeny Malkin, a lot of shots, not a lot of goals so far, zero.
Yeah.
What do you expect out of him and his line tonight or today?
Well, I'm fascinated to see what the line's going to be. I mean, if I were Mike Sullivan, I'd think long and hard about having a reuniting of the Gensel, Malkin, Rust line and putting Crosby possibly with, say, Hornqvist, basically switching the left wingers in the top two lines and then giving Hornqvist to Crosby. I just think those are lines that might work a little better in this situation. But, look, I think you're going to see Evgeny be very aggressive early. The question is, can he keep his emotions in check and channel that to be good aggressive versus, you know, frustrating? I wrote about it today. What's I found strange in this series, and it's tough for me to tell because I'm not at the games. If you look at the regular season, Malkin was doing a really good job of diversifying his shots. And in this series, he's primarily been using the wrist shot. That, to me, tells me two things. One, he's not exactly comfortable with the flow of the game. There's something there that's not putting him in a situation where he feels like he's really able to create the way he wants to, because when he's taking the wrist shot overwhelmingly, he's settling, much like when Sidney Crosby's taking the backhand overwhelmingly, he's settling. The other thing that tells me is Evgeny Malkin's not getting the puck in a situation where he can move through the neutral zone with enough speed to take the zone and be effective like he was through most of the regular season. That gets back to, I think, the puck handling. They're going to have to do a much better job of getting their forwards the puck, which means their defense, to me, has to step up in this game. I'm not talking pinch. I think they have to be very aggressive at the blue line, not just try to play this even. I think the Penguins have to go on the attack. They were not an attacking team in Game 3. They were in Game 2. That was the biggest difference to me.
And Rob Rossi will have... Go ahead, Chris.
Well, Rob, lastly, I said, half-jokingly but really not, that I was thinking about betting on Montreal given what the third defense pair was going to be. And you got very serious and you said, I would not advise betting on Montreal. Why are you so confident? What's the reason you think the Penguins clearly are going to win the game, if I'm inferring that from what you said to me?
I think the Penguins will win today. I think Tristan Jarry is going to continue his star turn. I don't think this moment's too big for him. I'm going to say this is the game where they get to carry Price. I thought Price was human in Game 3. I'm going to say 5-2 Penguins tonight.
Ooh.
Today. I have no idea what Saturday will bring, but that's what I think we see today.
And make sure you read Rob Rossi after the game in The Athletic. Rob, thank you so much.
Thanks, guys. Take care. Stay safe.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.